This town of Haddonfield has always enjoyed the reputation of being an old established community where people are born, raise as children, and live as adults all their lives without having their roots shaken by a change of address. For the most part, this is true, but there is a part of Haddonfield's history that through the years has passed unnoticed and unmentioned by most of the townspeople because they took it as a matter of course and paid no attention to it. This is the fact that Haddonfield was once regarded as a summer resort by affluent families from Philadelphia and Camden. People who wished to get away from the city into the suburbs during the summer months. Bear in mind that seashore was not as readily accessible at the turn of the century as it is for us now. A trip to the shore was a long, arduous journey, and the head of the family could not commute. Haddonfield was a close point to reach, and it became a summer resort for city folk who in the summertime wished the city, country for their vacations. Don't misunderstand, the town was not disrupted by widespread migration in the summer, but scattered residents all over town rented rooms to vacationers. A large white house on Warwick Road opposite the E.T. Gill Farmhouse was available for rooms and board, and a house on East Cottage Avenue was rented every year by one Philadelphia family. Many of our old, well-known Haddonfield families regularly came to town as resorters and eventually moved here permanently. To name them without permission would be improper, but they would be well-known. Haddonfield was once a countrified little village that people sought for a good, restful, relaxing vacation.
I'm wondering if some of